Lombardi and Paul Hornung made history on the football field and deals on the golf course. In 1962, they met in the Spa City to negotiate the all-purpose backs contract during a round of golf. Lombardi said, "You didn't have that good of a year." Hornung replied, "I won MVP of the league. Doesn't that count for anything?" Together, they won 3 league championships, a Super Bowl, and busts in the Football Hall of Fame. Plan your golf course deals today at hotsprings.org, because the Spa City is Sports City.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
We're about ready for kickoff. Mountain Home wins the toss. They elect to receive, and they'll have the football to start the contest tonight. The Bombers will operate from right to left in this first quarter. It's senior night here. The Warriors on the road the next 2 weeks. They've got Jonesboro next week, Searcy in week 10. To wrap up the regular season, so they have their senior night tonight. Only 44 players on the roster for Little Rock Hall. Shadez Sanders will have the ball teed up at the 40. He gets ready to kick off for the Warriors. Swartz and Liddy back deep for Mountain Home as we are about ready to get this one underway in Little Rock. Our opening kickoff tonight brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. They'll kick from the near hash, and an onside kick, and it is loose, and it's bounced through several players' hands. And finally, I think Mountain Home has fallen on it. It looks like Williams there, Caden Williams, I believe, has covered it for Mountain Home.
Well, we kept trying to pick it up. Sometimes you just got to fall on it back there. Don't try to pick it up. But it did. That was probably the softest onside kick I've ever seen as far as him making contact and falling the ball.
It was. So, Mountain Home will start at their own 40 after the failed onside kick attempt by Little Rock Hall. We see David Waymeyer out there for Mountain Home. Ian Foreman will be rotating at the tight end position for the Bombers here this evening. Mountain Home, white road uniforms, blue numerals, blue pants, the gold trim. The Warriors in the orange home uniforms, white pants, white numerals, and the black trim. Operating right to left here in this opening quarter. The ball is given to Junior Williams right up the gut, and Junior is dragging tacklers with him across the 50. First down run into Hall territory, down to the 49, a pickup of 11.
And that was just a big rugby scrub right there. You know, once again, they're crowding the line of scrimmage. You had one guy standing up on the end out here. You know, they're going to struggle defensively to stop the run a little bit tonight, I believe.
11:51 left in this opening quarter. For some reason, the clock stopped. Now they finally started.
We don't have any 35-second clocks. They're
not operable here this evening. Four-man front for the Warriors. The ball kept this time on that read option by the quarterback, McKay, and Isaac is inside the 40. He's got another first down run, another 11-yard gain. Back-to-back 11-yard plays for the Bombers.
And those are the big plays we talked about, you know, up the middle, and Isaac on the corner right there. And, you know, he'll a lot of adrenaline right now. He'll slow that fake down a little bit later on as the game gets longer, and that hole will even be wider on the outside right there.
Ball at the Hall 38-yard line, initial possession of the night for Mountain Home.
Good Lord, look, the bubble in the middle right there.
Right there, and it gets given to Junior, and Junior is going to fall ahead down to the 30, a pickup of 8.
Well, as long as they give us that bubble right there, big bubbles you got between the two defensive tackles, we're going to attack that all night long.
Second down and 2 coming up here for Mountain Home at the 30 of Little Rock Hall. 10:59 left in the opening quarter. First possession of the night for Mountain Home. McKay will keep it this time. Off right tackle. He's inside the 20. Bounces off a tackler. Takes it to the 16. He's knocked down there. It's a 14-yard pickup and a first down.
Once again, good job with the ball fake right there. Held the linebackers inside. And the cornerback actually came from the outside to make the tackle on Isaac that time. They're going to have a hard time stopping him tonight if they keep it up like this.
Bombers with plays of 11, 11, 8, and 14 on their first four plays from scrimmage. In the red zone, down to the 16-yard line now. Fresh set of downs for Mountain Home. Williams, the fullback, behind McKay. They'll send a motion man to the top side of the field. The handoff is given to Junior Williams, and Junior's going to fall ahead and pick up about three.
Good job by that offensive line. They actually walked some linebackers up that time and gave us a little bit different look, but a good job picking up that those guys and making a good positive five-yard run.
Yep. We'll call it 4 to the 12, so it's first and 6 here for Mountain Home. I should say second and 6 for Mountain Home. Moving the ball very well on this initial drive of the ball game. McKay eyeing the defense as he gets under center. The ball is given to Junior this time. Junior right up the middle. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Mountain Home. Junior Williams from 12 yards out, and Mountain Home strikes first.
Well, that just, you know, hit quick and got to the second level, and then I don't know if anybody wanted to tackle him or just couldn't tackle him.
I believe it was the former. They sure did act like they wanted to tackle him.
Nobody jumped out in front, did they?
Mikey McLean in to attempt the extra point for Mountain Home. 9 of 11 on extra points so far this season. Brad Liddy, the holder, gets the snap down. The kick is up. It is good. We'll break with 9:38 left in the opening quarter. It's Mountain Home leading Hall 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwaski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
Well, we are ready for the kickoff after Mountain Home scores. A squib kick down the middle by Ewan Platt, picked up by the Warriors at the 30. The return up the left sideline, out across the 40 to about the 45-yard line. A nice return by Little Rock Hall that
time. Oh, it was Brad Liddy with the tackle that time. And once again, you know, they've got some quickness, some athletes out there, and if they get a seam, they're going to be able to run a little bit. And the squib kick went right in the middle, took a good hop right up into his hands.
That was Tony Watson with the return to the 42-yard line. So that's where the Warriors will have the football with their first play of the evening. They'll have trips to the right side, single wide out on the left. This is Adams, the quarterback.
He sends the look for the screen.
Motion, yep. And we've got a flag.
All starting. That gives you a pretty good idea what they're going to do. Trips with the motion out of the backfield, and they're going to try to get that guy and get a body on a body and make a big play. We did move a linebacker out there prior to the snap, which gave us better numbers.
So it's first and 15 back at the 37-yard line now for the Warriors. Shadez Sanders and Malik Goggins, the top receivers on this team, they're part of the trips on the right side. Again, the running back goes in motion. They want to throw it to him on a screen. It's incomplete off the hands of Dontavius Patterson.
Well, Dontavius didn't make much of an effort that time, did he, to catch the football?
He did not exert much effort.
He threw one hand up. Not a lot of effort there to catch that football. We had it pretty well played defensively, moving the linebacker out to cover up those receivers. Two defensive backs, free safety still in the middle of the field, so that's good.
Second and 15 here for the Warriors. Trips to the right. The quarterback rolls that way. He passes. It's complete to Goggins at the 40. Hit immediately. And it's going to be dropped at the 42. Well played by the Bomber defense. Going to be a gain of five, but they were there quickly once the pass was there.
Well, Ben Henderson got out there from that linebacker spot. They're moving him out and covering up the slot receiver with the linebacker, and he did a good job of opening up and getting out there and making that tackle as that receiver cut back to the middle of the field. Timeout.
I got a problem with Goggins, and I don't know if it's an equipment problem or blood or what. They take him out of the game, though. Hard to see what they're doing with him on the sideline. I can't even tell.
Nobody's doing anything.
No. So Goggins comes out. Third down and 10 here for the Warriors. They'll have trips to the left side this time as Adams works out of the shotgun. Patterson flanks him to the left. They'll send him in motion.
Same play back to the other side. Look to the middle.
Stannis across the middle is complete to the 50. The Bombers, Owen Kraft, grabs him by his jersey, spins him backwards. They'll get to the 50. It's going to be fourth and two coming up here.
Once again, those receivers crossing underneath right there. Linebackers, you know, find them early.
So a fourth down here for this Mountain Home defense. Let's see if they can hold to get the football back. 8:56 left in this opening quarter. And again, for some reason, the clock has stopped. I don't know who's running the clock, but we're going to be here till midnight the way this thing's going.
Oh, yeah.
Fourth down and two. And the quarterback, Adams, has it. He's going to be hit in the backfield. He is dropped and stopped. A loss of one, and the Bombers hold on fourth down.
Well, that was a great play. Ran it to the wide side of the field right there. And wasn't much blocking out there for him, but a good job of the Bombers staying square, not letting him get outside and gang tackling.
So Mountain Home holds on fourth down. They get the football back with 8:44 left in this opening quarter. And the offense back on the field, Mountain Home. A six-play, 60-yard drive to open the game, and they've got the football back. Riley Peters will come into the lineup late from the sideline. He's one of the halfbacks. He's in there for Shad, who went out. So first down, Mountain Home at the 49 of Hall. McKay keeps it on the option, bounces to the outside. He's across the 40, inside the 35, and battles his way down to the 33-yard line, a pickup of 16.
Well, that's going to be there most of the night right there. Junior's made him so aware of the – and there's another timeout, officials timeout.
And looking at Brad Liddy this time, and they're going to take him out of the game. And I'm not sure if it's got to be in a – equipment problem. I'm trying to look and see what they're working on the far side. So Liddy goes out, at least for a play here. First down, Mountain Home. The ball's at the 33-yard line. Okay, sends Peters in motion to the top side. The handoff to Junior. Junior's into the secondary. On his feet at the 25 and down to the 22-yard line. He has a pickup of 11.
Well, once again, offensive line doing a good job of getting a body on a body down there. Junior just running by that first level and not much resistance on the second level until he runs into somebody.
Another first down for Mountain Home, their sixth of the ball game, and we're only 4 minutes in. Not quite 4 minutes in, and they continue to they stop the clock to move the chains, and the officials are all out there waving their arms, trying to get them to restart it. Here's McKay. He keeps it this time on that read option. He's going to take it to about the 20, where he's finally knocked to the ground. A short pickup of two this time for Mountain Home. So second and eight coming up for the Bombers.
Well, once again, we're pretty right-handed. Most plays have gone to the right-hand side right here. You know, but, you know, you can't hardly argue that. Junior's making 10 or 12 yards every time he touches it. And, you know, we've only made about three that time. But that's a positive play, and that's what we're looking for on every play.
You bet. Second down and eight here for Mountain Home with 7:30 left in the opening quarter. Bombers up 7-0. It's McKay this time. He keeps it. He's going to take it to the right side. He's inside the 15 to about the 13, and it's going to bring up third and one.
Once again, same basic play. We've not varied much from any of the plays we've run so far. You normally don't change until they make you change. And as long as we haven't success right there, you stick with it.
Third and one here for Mountain Home with 7 minutes left in the opening quarter. 7-0, Mountain Home with the lead. Shot and Liddy, the two halfbacks. They're both flanked out on each side. The ball given to Junior this time. He is hit at the line of scrimmage. Nicely played by Hall this time. No gain on the play, so it's going to be fourth and one coming up.
Well, they got some penetration. Got a little bit lower than we did that time. Submarine took the legs out from under the offensive lineman and created a pile. Junior just tripped over. So it's going to be fourth and very short.
Yeah, it's less than one, about a half yard or so. Bombers will keep the offense out there. Fourth and about a half yard here with 6:23 left in the opening quarter.
Start to say, no big bubble up the middle right now.
McKay keeps it himself. He has the first down. He has more than that. He has a touchdown. Isaac McKay on fourth down. It was fourth and half a yard. He takes it 13 yards for the touchdown. And McKay with his eighth rushing touchdown of the season. Junior had his fourth earlier this quarter.
And good job, Isaac picked the right side that time, or he went the right way because they walked a linebacker up on one of the gaps and he went the other way and got a good block and just carried a tackle into the end zone.
McLean in to attempt the extra point once again. We've got a whistle and a flag and offsides against Little Rock Hall. So this will move the ball half the distance to the goal. Mountain Home say they'll decline it. They'll just keep it where it is. So McLean will kick once again here. Bombers two possessions and two touchdowns. A six-play 60-yard drive and a six-play 49-yard drive. Extra point is good as he gets it just inside the left upright. So with 6:07 left in this opening quarter, it's Mountain Home 14, Hall 0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Do you want to experience college in a small campus atmosphere? SAU Tech can provide you with exactly that. Campus housing, student life, and numerous transfers and career degree options await you. Basketball, choir, cheer, band, and the Tech Scholars Program are all new options waiting for you. Call us today and schedule a tour to find out how you can get the affordable college experience. Call us today, 870-574-4558, or go to www.sautech.edu.
Back at Scott Field in Little Rock, we wait for the Bombers to kick it off. Ewan Platt with the approach tries to pooch it to the right side. Mount Holmes going to try to get there to cover it. Liddy got there and couldn't hang on to it. And Little Rock Hall has the football at about the 30-yard line. Well, I tell you, Brad was right there. I believe it was. Or was that?
I couldn't tell.
Let me double check that. Maybe been Swartz at the right.
Mountain Holmes got the ball. They're giving it to us.
Okay. Well, the officials talk about it, and they will give it to Mountain Home. I wasn't sure on the far side who had fallen on it, but
I thought it went out of bounds, but you can't tell. The lines are pretty dim. And
so that play worked against Jacksonville 2 weeks ago, and now it works here tonight with that little pooch kick, and Mountain Home covers it at the 30-yard line.
So I say Hall only had 10 players out there. Now number 11 comes on the field. They don't know where they're lining up.
Here's a toss coming to Liddy on the near side. Cuts it back. Chased down from behind. And it's a loss of about three back to the 33. Making the play from the backside for the Warriors was Gary Lewis.
Well, they were four. They only had 10. Ran a player in to the near side. And that's where we ran the ball. So they actually had one other defender there that normally wouldn't have been there.
So a loss of two on first down for Mountain Home brings up second and 12 here for the Bombers with 5:39 left in this opening quarter. They were still odd on that kickoff. Official never really gave an indication.
No.
Motion to the top side of the field. The handoff is to Junior Williams. Junior to the second level. He's to the secondary, and he's to the 21-yard line. That's going to bring up third and short here after he gains 11.
Well, Junior's going to have a big night because they just really doing a good job getting the body on the body on that front one. And he's not getting anything from the linebackers until he gets into the secondary.
Well, 57 yards separating Isaac McKay and Junior Williams so far in the season. Isaac has 716 rushing yards. Junior with 669. We'll see where they stand after tonight. Both have had a big first quarter so far. Here is Junior. Junior to the secondary. Junior's at the five. He's in. Touchdown. Mountain Home. Junior Williams scores from 21 yards out. The Bombers three possessions and three touchdowns and making it look easy here in this first quarter against Hall.
That doesn't get much easier looking right there. I'm going to say this. You probably could have scored on that play.
That's saying a lot.
That's saying a lot.
There was absolutely nobody that wanted to tackle Junior Williams. Here's McLean with the extra point, and it is right down the middle. 4:50 left in the first quarter. 21-0, Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Plans are being made for a revitalized downtown and exciting events that will once again make the historic city the hub of South Arkansas. Pine Bluff Rising is working to empower citizens of the city and move concepts to action. When Pine Bluff again thrives, it will be good for all of Arkansas. Want to keep up with the progress of Pine Bluff Rising? Like us on Facebook and watch daily as a new Pine Bluff rises.
Bombers will try this pooch kick again. This one to the near sideline, and McLean kicks this one and kicks it out of bounds. And Hall's going to have the ball where it went out at about the 37-yard line. And that's where they'll start with their next drive.
Mikey going to have to rein that leg in a little bit.
Isn't he? They tried it to the left side this time and didn't quite work as well. So Hall will have their second possession of the night. Mountain Home's had the ball three times, and they've scored three touchdowns, and they have done so very easily. Hall will start this drive at their 38-yard line. 4:50 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home, before last week, had not scored in the first quarter. They scored 14 last week in the third quarter. 13. Now they've already put 21 up here tonight. Here's Adams wanting to pass. Across the middle, it's intercepted at the 40-yard line. It's picked off by Mountain Home, and the Bombers Price. Have the ball back. Hunter Price with the pick, his first of the season.
Boy, and he just laid back and played the football and went and got it.
So Hall with an interception on the first play of their second possession. And Mountain Home will get the first turnover of the evening. Price with the return to the 49-yard line, to the Mountain Home 49. That's where the Bombers will start with this drive. Their fourth of the ball game already. .440 left in this opening quarter. Bombers up 21-0 already. Motion to the top side of the field, a flag on the play. Junior Williams with the carry. He is dragging tacklers with him inside the 40 down to about the 38. Let's see what the flag is. Play goes for 13 yards.
It's got to be against us.
It is. False start against Mountain Home. So
it's got to be an illegal shift or something like a false start would have blown the ball dead to begin with. I'm not sure they know that, though.
So it's going to be first and 15 coming up here for Mountain Home. First penalty of the night against the Bombers. .435 left in this opening quarter. So first and 15 coming up, and a timeout taken by Little Rock Hall. 21-0, Mountain Home with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bank on home-owning possibilities with Integrity First Bank. Home lending officer Debbie Reeves can help turn your dreams into reality with options like zero down payment, 100% financing, first-time home buyer, as well as FHA and VA loans. Integrity First Bank has mortgage loan options to make you happy. Find out how you can pre-qualify for a home loan by calling Debbie at 425-1861. Bank on home-owning possibilities with Integrity First Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kathy was moving into a new home when she accidentally dropped a firearm that went off, shattering her elbow. She was airlifted to UAMS, the state's only academic medical center. Here, doctors are among the nation's best at treating complex cases. Orthopedic surgeons work together to rebuild the bone and graft a nerve to restore movement to Kathy's arm.
UAMS did the impossible. I don't think anyone else could have done that.
UAMS, we are here for a better state of health.
4:35 left in this opening quarter. Mountain Home up 21-0. I wonder if Matt Martin's listening tonight.
I don't know.
We had a rules question. We wanted to try to get answered on our way down here. And
we tried to call
we
him.
We tried to call somebody new thing, something about officiating. He couldn't find anybody, so we tried Matt instead, and he didn't answer. So
you said it. I didn't.
Here's Big Junior Williams ahead, and he's going to pick up a about three on the play. Takes it to the 48-yard line. We'll call it a four-yard gain. So second down coming up here for Mountain Home. Was that our buddy Matt?
Zach.
Oh. Second and 11 here for Mountain Home from their own 48-yard line. Still working right to left in this opening quarter. The ball is given this time to Junior Williams. Junior is going to take it to the 45 of Hall. They'll mark him down to the 44.
And, you know, they called timeout because Junior had such a big run on the first down play. It was called back on a penalty. Trying to make some kind of change up the one of the Hall players is dancing on the sideline to the music of the band.
They're down 21 points, and he's over here dancing. It's a different world. Third down and three coming up here from Mountain Home at the Hall 44-yard line. Let's see if the Bombers can convert on third down here with 3:13 left in this opening quarter. And it's going to be kept by McKay this time, trying to get to the corner. He does. He's at the 40, the 35, the 30. Takes on a tackler, stays on his feet at the 20, and finally knocked out of bounds. And, boy, it looked like a late hit.
Boy,
the official had already blown the whistle. And
blown him out of bounds right there, but, you know, that's just continuation. You know, anyway, you know, we've got some irate officials apparently listening to us. We were wondering about the onside kick rule. We had a penalty called against us called the onside kick was – the first bounce was too high. Is there actually a penalty for an onside kick bounce being too high?
27-yard pickup for McKay on the run down to the 17-yard line. So a fresh set of downs here for Mountain Home. Here's McKay, and he's going to keep it. Cuts it upfield. He's inside the 10, down to the 8-yard line, a 9-yard pickup, and it's second and one coming up.
Well, good job that time. Just, you know, run, Junior, then pull it and step around the corner. And, you know, he actually got tackled by a defensive tackle who was pursuing.
I'll tell you what, Isaac and Junior both may wind up about 250 yards rushing tonight.
It's possible.
2:22 left in the first half. Bombers up three touchdowns. Here is the handoff. This is the motion man, Shod, and Shod is going to be dropped for a loss back at the 9-yard line, a loss of one.
Well, he kind of mixed it up a little bit to give somebody else the ball. Look a little different, and they were able to get some penetration and tackle a little bit slow developing. They were able to get some penetration and make a play on that.
So third and two coming up here for Mountain Home. Swartz into the ball game. Shot in motion. The ball given to Junior. Junior right up the middle. Junior into the end zone. Touchdown. Mountain Home, his third touchdown of the first quarter.
And that's just, that's really too easy right there. I mean, he got touched that time, but nobody attempted to tackle him. And just a good hard job of, first off, the offensive line putting bodies on people and just, you know, staying square and running the ball.
McLean in to attempt another extra point here for Mountain Home. Good snap. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 1:20 left in this opening quarter. 28-0. Mountain Home with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I am Micah Spaulding. On behalf of my parents, Captain Jay and Jamie Spaulding, thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
Arkansas is much more than a great place to live, work, and play. It's also a great place to save for college, thanks to the Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan. Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. You can get started for as little as $25. You'll be giving a forever gift to your child or grandchild and receiving a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 Plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
The kickoff. Mount Home trying to pooch it at the 30-yard line. McLean with the kick this time. It's going to be picked up by Sanders. Sanders with the return across the 35 to about the 36-yard line. That is where Hall will start this next possession. Bob, coming into this ballgame, Mountain Home, highest offensive output of the season against Batesville and Marion, 20 points. They put 28 on the board in the first 11 minutes of this one.
You know, and that's amazing. We thought, just by coming into the ballgame and watching the pregame warm-ups, and that we had the capability or the opportunity to score a lot of points. We didn't know how they would score.
Right. You
know, we're doing a good job playing defense against them right now, and they just have shown no signs of being able to stop the run game.
Adams on the option, pitches it. The ball's on the ground, and it's out of bounds. And well, that's going to be their biggest offensive play of the night, and that's a fumble. It's going to roll out of bounds at the 45. They're going to pick up 9 on a fumbled
And the thing about it, after he fumbled it, he didn't go after it. He just watched it. They rolled up the back of a leg of one of his blockers and went out of bounds.
Wow. So Patterson's going to get credit for the 9-yard carry, even though the ball barely hit his hands. Second and one here for the Warriors. 67 seconds left in this opening quarter. Adams wants to pass. It's complete and knocked out of bounds.
Well, good
after
job.
Making the catch was Rucker.
Once again, Price, good job of getting up there very quickly after the catch and knocking him out of bounds.
At the 47, that's a 2-yard gain and a first down, the first down of the night for the Warriors. One minute left in this first quarter. Bombers up 28-0. Trips to the left side. Adams wants to pass. Right side looking for Rucker, and, well, instead he's looking for Goggins, and, well, overshoots him. It's incomplete. Fifty-eight seconds left in the opening period.
It seems they're awful right-handed, too. They've been on the right hash mark all night long.
Yep.
One play, I think, to the left.
Signal the plays in from the sideline, working no huddle. Two receivers on the left side. Pistol formation now with Adams. And he will give it. And well played by the Bomber defense as they make a hit in the backfield. Nowhere for Patterson to go. And it's going to be a loss on the play of about a yard or two. And trying to see who was on the bottom of that pile for Mountain Home. I believe that was Cody Anderson.
Cody Anderson, Strider, both, I think, were there.
Loss of one on the play. And well played by that Bomber defense. Third down and one, third and 11, I should say, for the Warriors with 25 seconds left in this first quarter. Again, working out of the pistol with two running backs. And they'll throw it in the flat left side. Screen pass is incomplete. Intended for Sanders. Brings up fourth down.
And boy, I'm glad that was incomplete because he had a head of steam going up and had a block right in front of him. Could have been a big play right there.
So they'll send the punt team in. Sanders is the punter. Liddy goes back deep for Mountain Home with 5 seconds left in this first quarter.
We got to get somebody over this gunner at the base.
Sanders awaiting the snap.
That's motion.
They will get the kick away. This is going to hit, bounce at the 28, picked up by Liddy at the 21, the return, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds near the 30-yard line.
Well, it's a gutsy play right there. Run up the middle of three of them and get it on the bounce, but a good play. I like that. Once again, the worst field position we've had all night as far as starting, the own 30.
Boy, Matt Holmes had a penchant for six-play drives tonight. They've had four drives. Three of them have been six-play drives. The other one a three-play drive.
That's pretty good.
All of them have resulted in touchdowns. 28-0. There's 1.4 seconds left here in this first quarter, so Mountain Home will have one play here before we switch ends. From their own 30. McKay gives it to Junior Williams and hit from behind, but he still falls ahead for a 5-yard gain to the 35. So we've reached the end of the first quarter. It's 28-0. Mountain Home total domination in the first 12 minutes. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud to welcome Dr. Corey Smith to their medical staff. Dr. Smith is an obstetrician and gynecologist at the new BRMC Obstetric and Gynecology Clinic, located in the Medical Arts Building, Mountain Home. Dr. Smith specializes in women's health, focusing on reproductive care from puberty through adulthood and treating women during pregnancy, labor, childbirth, and postpartum period. Dr. Corey Smith is now accepting new patients. Call BRMC Obstetrics and Gynecology today at 508-3990. Welcome, Dr. Corey Smith.